time they're allowing most of the travel ban to go forward. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
We told you moments ago about a White House warning out today to Syria. Yesterday, President Trump had a warning for North Korea.
The North Korean regime is causing tremendous problems, and it's something that has to be dealt with and probably dealt with rapidly.
The president did not elaborate on that remark. He did thank India for joining the U.S. and pushing for more international sanctions against North Korea. And he also announced joint military exercises with India and Japan in the Indian Ocean next month. Nebraska beef will be taking center stage in China later this week as U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and U.S. Ambassador to China Terry Branstad will join Chinese government officials on Friday in Beijing to mark the return of U.S. beef to China after a 13-year ban. The Chinese had banned American beef out of concerns about mad cow disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I need to take care of my heart at the cellular level with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant promotes heart health and cellular energy production. Now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus free shipping and handling, plus a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, or go to lifeextension.com/war. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The European Union is fining Google more than $2.7 billion with a B dollars for skewing search results, the biggest fine the EU has ever imposed for anything. The EU started investigating Google 7 years ago and found that the internet colossus unfairly uses its all-powerful search engine to promote its Google shopping service over smaller-priced comparison websites. Along with that fine, the EU might also demand that Google change its search results so that it isn't seen to favor its own service. President Trump is formally nominating Chris Wray to head the FBI, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The nomination comes over a month after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Wray is a former U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division. If he's confirmed by the Senate, Wray will serve a 10-year term. Wray issued a statement after the nomination was formally submitted saying he's honored and humbled. He expressed admiration for the men and women of the FBI and pledged to fairly and honorably protect the U.S. and uphold the Constitution.
And it appears prices at the pump on this 4th of July weekend will be the cheapest for holiday travelers over that weekend since they were back in 2005. Gas Buddy reports today the average nationally will be $2.22 a gallon. Gas prices have dropped another 15 cents on average over just the past month or so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Time is 10:05. It's time for Hunt Chamber Radio weather. 68 degrees in Flemington, mostly cloudy today, and 30% chance of precipitation. Partly sunny, a chance of showers, and later this evening, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It was later this morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, so I was right nonetheless, even though I read it wrong. Then clear after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. In the lower 50s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, west winds 5 to 10. Mostly sunny on Thursday, high in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Hot on Friday, the last day of summer, or last day of June. Lower 90s, chance of rain 30%. Stays the same on Saturday with a chance of rain of 40%. And mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s on Sunday the 2nd. Temperatures in the area right now, we have 68 in Flemington, 67 in Ringos, 68 in Kingwood, 68 in Stockton, 65 in New Hope, 68 in Easton, 67 in Hampton, 67 in the town of Clinton, and 66 up in Washington. That's Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today in just a moment.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, and I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time or seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so the consumers, whether it be seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest advice, apps, the buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook, spelled T-E-K-2-Day. Email me at goodmorning@huntandchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio is 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the studio, go to my website, bluepantherbiz.com, bluepantherbiz.com. Well, last week, last Thursday, as a matter of fact, we had a Leadership 100 in graduation. And Leadership 100 in graduation unto itself was a great accomplishment. Nine students spent nine months learning about Hunterdon County and the challenges that Hunterdon County faces. But one of the other outcomes of the Leadership Hunterdon curricula is that the group gets together and writes a white paper on some aspect of Hunterdon County to help people understand and funnel their vision and their thoughts into a particular direction. 2 years ago, they wrote a white paper about the wine industry and whether the wine industry could thrive in Hunterdon County. And this year, not to be outdone, the class of 2017 wrote a white paper about the tech industry and whether the tech industry could be a good answer for Hunterdon County. And their conclusions are it can be, but we're going to have to do something here in Hunterdon County to provide that foundation, that environment for people to come here and do just that, start a tech industry. So I decided today, given that these white papers were just distributed last Thursday, I figured I would go through some of it and present their findings and offer some of my own personal opinions as to how it agrees or doesn't agree with my opinion. I don't want to criticize what's gone on here. It's a great piece of work that they've done. It definitely demonstrates a lot of effort and a lot of thought that went into it. And for the most part, they probably are right. It might just be a little bit of a who knows? We'll go through it when we get there. Anyway, congratulations to the leadership class of 2017. Congratulations to Chris Phelan, the president of the chamber, for another fine year. This is the fifth year of Leadership Hunterdon. And Suzanne Legay, who kind of leads the curricula as part of the chamber for it. So, and the Leadership Hunterdon, by the way, is sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Foundation. So the title of this white paper is Field of Nerd Dreams, A Case and Framework for Tech Sector Growth in Hunterdon County. And I want to make sure that I recognize the nine individuals that researched and prepared this. Tony Clark, Judy Goodwin, James Griffin, Jason Jones, Eric Lathrop, James Lynch, Karen McMahon, Lacey Phelps, and Cindy Twaite. They were part of the class, or they were the class of 2017, and they put this together. So let's talk about it. Let's dive right in. Essentially, this paper is, I was looking for a series of page numbers, and they do not see them, so I'm going to have to guess that we're probably working in the neighborhood of about, 40 to 50 pages here. Very, very well thought out, all single spaced, so a lot of detail in this information. So what is the tech sector? According to them, the Hunterdon County is currently in the midst of an epic economic decline. While it still enjoys relatively low unemployment rates, a highly educated workforce, and robust pharmaceutical and healthcare industries, the county is shrinking and its population is aging. Large corporate headquarters have shuttered in the face of the Great Recession and industry shifts. I guess they're speaking specifically about Merck and Foster Wheeler and a couple other ones. Fortunately, we were able to convince Exxon to stay, and but we're in the midst of trying to deal with some very large real estate that needs to be overhauled, no doubt about it. Over-reliance on financial buttressing from a concentration of large-scale corporate campuses has left the county vulnerable to the whims and economic proclivities of a concentrated few companies. I talk with Michelle Heide all the time on Good Morning Hunterdon about portfolio distribution. Well, distribution in any in situation is very important. So when you're sitting there and you see that a large chunk of your tax base, commercial tax base, is coming from one corporation or two corporations, you better make sure that those corporations are being well positioned to stay, or else you're going to have a huge gap in your tax base as soon as they decide to leave, which is exactly what happened with the Merck campus. So it's been a challenge, no doubt. This monoculture of industry has demonstrated the financial imperative for diversification of our economic development. So they're right on with that. So what is the tech sector that they're talking about? Let's see. Growth in this one sector can have a massively transformative effect on Hunterdon. That would be the tech sector. We are a wired generation. Now is the time to introduce small tech growth at the critical tipping point in Hunterdon. Why? Well, to host the best and highest paying jobs in the United States. It is highly diversified. Most of the time, quite honestly, tech is partnered with other industries. So you don't necessarily just join in the tech sector. The tech sector partners with biopharmaceuticals, partners with manufacturing, partners with all different industries, so financial. So you can have the tech sector here, but they're not beholden to one industry slice, one industry bisection. So you are making sure that if your tech sector is partnered with other industries, if one industry is having a swoon and the other one's having a expansion, well, then you get you still have diversity. They continue with, it is highly diversified, applicable across industries, yes, has a small physical footprint, and emphasizes the natural beauty and lifestyle that stands in stark contrast to cramped city living. So the tech sector, and they go on to talk about a little later on about the wages and stuff like that, but where does Hunterdon County stand? Well, historically we've been enjoying growth, but that has changed. We've enjoyed growth up until the 90s, and then it's been 20 years or so of a change in the demographics. And we'll get to that in a little bit because it's been outlined in the SEDS. So what is the tech sector? I thought we had a title on that, but let's drill down. The sector encompasses a vast array of industries, services, and goods, contains businesses revolving around the manufacturing of electronics, creation of software, computers, products, services relating to information technology. Massive global technology companies like Merck, Biotech, Exxon, Energy Tech, and Facebook social media occupy the space right beside local boutique information technology firms like Esozo, Computer and Networking Services, and Zero Surge, Hunterdon County's local surge protection manufacturing plant. Housed in a refurbished chicken coop. That's where Zero Surge is. I had the opportunity to meet them at one time. Indeed, tech companies are intersectionally woven into every aspect of modern life, from the way we communicate with one another to the way we heal our sick. A small technology company, a class within the technology sector, is a nimble structure with generally less than 500 employees and commonly referred to as either a tech startup or a small tech business. The small tech industry, in particularly non-manufacturing, software-oriented tech, saw a rapid surge after the release of their personal computer in 1977. Well, that was 40 years ago, folks. And the development of the World Wide Web by the Berners-Lee in 1991. With low startup costs and low structural requirements, turning on interesting project into a state-viable business became a reality. Due to physical infrastructure restraints, Hunterdon County's likely ideal tech sector company is a small tech company. So, yes, we're not going to have a huge manufacturing, Intel manufacturing plant here. But if you find a way to catch on to a particular piece of software or start developing services for companies that are addendums to their services, such as websites, mobile websites, processing software, either custom or something software that comes out of a box, then yeah, it's a very viable opportunity. We don't have a huge infrastructure here, but we don't need one. You don't necessarily need company employees all to be housed in one building per se. You could. There's nothing wrong with that. Face-to-face communication is definitely a viable need, but the tech sector is one of the most savvy sectors in the world today that allows for it to be remote. If you're going to have people that are working in the tech sector, chances are they are already well-versed in using remote technology. They are well-versed in having high-speed internet. They are well-versed in having communication software where you can speak face-to-face, remote communication software. So they are used to doing that. They're used to asynchronous communication. They're used to asynchronous tasks where a company can work in India during 12 hours of the night when everybody's sleeping, and then they go to bed and another company picks up the slack from them right after they're done in the morning, and then they give it back at night. So the tech industry is very flexible in that manner in being able to adapt to an area that does not necessarily have all the infrastructure in place to promote growth from a business-centric model. They are able to work in a remote model. In fact, many of them prefer it. Sometimes they just lose sight of it, and there is some leadership that would be necessary to bring those folks together because they don't realize that sometimes you actually have to physically be together to achieve some breakthrough or common goal. But then after you get through that common breakthrough, you can send everybody back to their remote areas and they can work on their respective tasks for the betterment of the entire project. So we've talked about the tech sector a little bit. We've talked about Hunterdon County having to go through an economic shift. We'll get into more detail on that in just a minute. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today, and we are on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the Hunterton County Board of Chosen Freeholders published an analysis in 2014 on the region's current economic conditions, the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, known as the CEDS. The study brought light to the infrastructure and transportation inadequacies, as well as the zoning restrictions in the county that function as compounding impediments to, quote, fostering a more attractive business environment for current and prospective businesses, unquote. Incumbent in the recommendation was an emphasis on need to modify what we can, but primarily to engage in entrepreneurial gardening that will effectively utilize existing structures and assets. The CEDS provides the following snapshot of the county. Essentially, the ugly reality is that we have we were experiencing up to 2000 a 55% population growth from 1970 to 2000, and from 2000 to 2015 we've been declining. We've had a rural migration that in the past that created that population growth, and now we have an urban migration. We have 3.14 persons per household in the previous century, and now we have 2.61, so we're declining there. We had educated, higher-income people. Now we just have retirees and empty nesters. The median age in 1980 was 32. The median age now is 44. We had corporate campuses back then. We have vacant corporate campuses now. We have single-family homes back then. We have chasing housing demands now. And growing school population, now we have a declining school environment and enrollment. So the statistics, the information that the CEDS garnered shows we need to make some serious changes. Now, one of the proponents of this white paper says that we have a structure in place that a small tech environment can take advantage of. And I do assert that that is probably true. However, and I could be too close to the situation, but some of the infrastructure still needs to get resolved. And there are some companies that have been cited in here that I really would like to call out and say, you got to up your game. And they certainly might have that in their plans. But from the outside looking in, they still need to up their game. Now, they compared, they being the leadership Hunterton class, compared Hunterton County to some other areas that were growing or ripe for this type of environment, being Bozeman, Montana, Gainesville, Florida, San Diego, California. Now, we don't necessarily, you know, when you think about those from the without doing a lot of research, you realize that Gainesville, Florida, is down in the, you know, in Florida, there's warm down there. There's a lot of diverse cultures down in the Florida area. Bozeman, Montana, a little more remote. That one seems to be more in keeping with what Hunterton County is kind of like. San Diego, California, probably the best weather in the country. It's always the same. California is a very liberal area, so it's got a lot of things going for it. Plus, it's on the water there. Hunterton County, how does it compare to those? Well, from these Pioneer Tech hubs. Now, all of those are growing, by the way, in tech, so we're using them as a baseline. From these Pioneer Tech hubs comes a rubric for how to attract and retain technology and tech companies. Fantastic schools, which we have, but they're declining enrollment. Advisory panels and incubators that provide startups with substantive mentorship and assistance. Access to tech talent. Natural beauty, we have that. Community and cultural walkable towns. Good housing stock. Young family networks. We have walking towns, but we have it's a hard way to get between towns is our problem here. Hunter County, host to unparalleled beauty, is poised to grow. It says plan outlines a commitment to bringing the county forward, outlining the support of local government as well as the business community. As discussed, Hunter County enjoys excellent education opportunities. The question now is how Hunter County can develop the other components of a tech sector growth, that is, attract top talent and mentor them and incubate them with advisory panels to grow ideas into something that's a viable industry. Right now, there's probably a lot of things that are incubating, but they're segregated. They're all separate. Everybody's got their own little idea, and the way these things happen is when you get a couple of like-minded people together on a really good idea, and all of a sudden it takes shape by a couple of tests, some proof of concept, and all of a sudden it takes hold and goes. We don't have that right now, and people are trying to formulate and organize something like that. In fact, there's a meetup, a Hack Hunterdon meetup, that's going on Thursday over at the Lone Eagle Brewery. We had a hackathon back in May in which we demonstrated and got talent in here to kind of just be together and kind of throw out some ideas as to what would be a cool thing to work on. But the question is, after the idea is there, who is going to help lead it? And like it or not, tech folks not all the time are involved in the business aspect of it. They like the ideas. They like to develop the ideas, but they're not involved in the external things that have to be done to make an idea a viable business plan. So we need to somehow organize our business people with our tech people and get them to partner together to start having a growth in some idea or initiative. If we just allow the tech group themselves to do it, there might be some business people that are in there, but some of them are so enthralled with simply getting the idea going that they don't really look at it from a business angle. And so it has a hard time trying to grow when that happens. So what are we going to do? Oh, getting back to the infrastructure. Well, again, I said there's some companies here that have been discussed. Jersey Central Power and Light. For the most part, JCP&L is reliable, but we do have a lot of power outages. JCP&L has been working on trying to restore, avoid those power outages, but we still have power outages. We can't really have power outages, significant power outages, and expect a tech company to be hanging out, unless the tech company is then going to do something that is going to be necessary to protect itself and insulate itself from those disruptions. We have a clean energy program since 2001 that focuses on providing financial incentives for renewable energy projects. So we're expecting to grow in a more green and environmentally friendly area and paradigm, but that's going to take some time. But tech companies like to gravitate to that. CenturyLink. Most of CenturyLink covers most of Hunterdon County. And quite honestly, CenturyLink has been, in my opinion, falling behind in terms of bandwidth and reach. And they're going to have to either grow or move out of the way. They are not providing the cutting edge that we need. And so they need to start making some changes to allow for that. Comcast is our other provider, and Comcast is just one of the cable companies. They've had a terrible customer service reputation for years, and now they're starting to make some changes. They're trying to be ahead of the curve, but they are in fight with Optimum in terms of delivering high bandwidth. But we need a way of getting better bandwidth and more reliable service and customer service from those companies, without a doubt. It wasn't mentioned here, but Verizon is in the area. Again, not something that's viable for in-home, but certainly mobile. We have a lot of gray areas, spots in our mobile connectivity, or LTE. So the Verizon, the T-Mobiles, the AT&Ts, they need to up their game and give us better coverage. The tech person is not going to want to ride around town and all of a sudden miss phone calls because they don't have dead service or no radio antennas. So we need the mobile industry to grow up and mature as well in Hunterdon County. And that's a catch-22 because right now that's done by antennas, and we don't want antennas in our bucolic Hunterdon County. So that's going to be a challenge. But as the technology of the mobile industry grows and changes, certainly it'll be it'll stay within keeping with what we're looking for. Moving on to so we have that ability. We have the two challenges. We have to up our infrastructure, and we have to up our incubation techniques to get these people together. Those are the two major things that we need to do. The white paper continues to go on about all different opportunities, financing opportunities, and that's excellent. And from the outside looking into the tech sector, knowing that that stuff is there is wonderful. The problem is, as I said before, the tech folks, the ones that are actually doing the development, not necessarily always focused on that. Some are, some are not. And so you need business people to partner with tech people to take advantage of that financing, to take advantage of writing those grants, to take advantage of asking for those, for the financing. We have a very high-level lifestyle here. We have this is the number one wage, median wage income in New Jersey. It's number four or five in the country. So in keeping with the lifestyle and our economic lifestyle, we are wonderful in that case. We also have a very green perspective. A lot of tech folks like to be in the green in terms of environment and nature and stuff like that. But they also like to be around and near the hub of activity. That's the challenge. Now, there is an interesting section in here that is starting to explain that we might be chasing our tail a little bit, where Hunterdon County has just realized that we need to have transportation and that the urban people are going to the urban areas. It's possible that as those tech folks start to grow families, that they're going to want to move back to a rural lifestyle. Our standard of living is much cheaper than New York, but what's happening is they have to commute. If they don't have to commute, they're going to love it here because they can live in a nice open area, a very safe area. Their kids can enjoy the open pastoral beauty of Hunterdon County, and they can still work, they being the tech employees, can still work in their living room, their office, their den, their basement, and work remotely. And that's the best of both worlds. You're saving money by not having to commute. You're saving money by working in your home. And you're being more efficient because you can work longer hours and still be with your family. That is a definite benefit. The question is, we just have to remind everybody that that is, in fact, the benefit. So the two questions that come to mind is changing the infrastructure. So we need to do some prompting and prodding there. And two, marketing, or do we just let nature take its course? Do we market to the tech people to say, hey, come to Hunterdon County and enjoy our lifestyle as compared to Lakewood, Hoboken? But the problem is that Lakewood and Hoboken and Weehawken, they have small areas to live that are reasonable housing. We don't have a lot of that in Hunterdon County. We have some, but we need more. And this is where the challenge that's going on with the Flemington redevelopment is so important, because we're expecting these people that we want to attract, the millennials or the soon-to-be 20 and 30-somethings, who are looking for a condominium, small house, a reasonably sized apartment or a condo in a city, in a walkable town, and we don't provide that. We don't have that. That's where the design that's being done by CUST is so important, in that we have to put in those types of amenities so that people will come here and realize the rest of Hunterdon County, which is the bucolic lifestyle and a great cost of living. But we don't have that right now. So that's why we need to start looking at that. In addition to having, you got to build it, and then you got to market it out to those folks to make them come here. So while their attitudes are changing about getting away from the city eventually, we have to provide a landing spot for them. We don't have a landing spot for them right now. Getting back to finding a way to bring these groups, this tech talent, together, we need a hub. We need some place for them to congregate, for them to think. Now, we can either artificially or virtually create it by having meetups and stuff like that. But again, that plan in Flemington has the proponent of putting a university, some type of university branch, in this town, in Flemington. That's where the think tank goes on. That's where people are going to create new ideas and where new ideas are going to be born to become businesses. Many tech businesses have been created out of a university-like environment where you start to think out of the box. And so we need something like that. We need to bring smart people together, have them in close proximity to one another, have them meet each other, have multiple encounters for them to talk so that they can come up with ideas and learn the viability of an idea. And then, as I said before, you need to have them interspersed with business people, some that might be part of the tech industry, some that might not, but simply having business people amongst the tech people so that they can run with the external part of it, the business part of it, and make the funding, create the marketing, create the industry that needs to be created for a tech idea to be constructed and created. And once you launch one of these or two of these, all of a sudden it becomes a hotbed. The area becomes a reputation for tech ideas and innovation. Silicon Valley didn't just show up. It evolved. San Jose didn't evolve. Show up, it evolved. All these other ones, Bozeman, Gainesville, San Diego, there was a lot of background work that had to go on. People just don't show up. They have to be courted. They have to be presented the idea. They have to be shown why Hunterdon County is a better option than all those other ones combined. And if you notice, aside, there's the ones that were talked about. One was Midwest North. One was all the way west. One was all the way south. We don't have anything in the East Coast. Nothing. So Hunterdon County can be poised for being that opportunity, that void that's sitting there on the East Coast right between New York and Philadelphia, directly in between. It takes almost the same amount of time to get to both towns, cities. So that's very important. It is 10:45. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll finish up talking about the white paper on tech. On Tech Today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntonChamberRadio.com. We're talking about the white paper that was produced, written, and prepared by the 2017 Leadership Hunterdon class, Field of Nerd Dreams, the Case and Framework for the Tech Sector Growth in Hunterdon County. So I found a page here that says, what does the millennium workforce want? Well, here we go. New Jersey ranks in the highest state in the country of millennials living at home with their parents, said New Jersey Policy Perspective Vice President John Witten. U.S. Census Bureau figures show almost half, 47% of New Jerseyans aged 18 to 34 live with their parents. North Jersey is home to the most households with millennials, with Hunterdon County having the highest with 61%. Quote, it's a combination of a stuck economy, high cost of living, and low wages, and add on that the lack of affordable housing and increasing student debt, and you're really got a perfect storm, says Witten. In order to attract more millennials to Hunterdon County, the county needs to nurture jobs and therefore industries that can provide what they want. A recent Gallup poll, How Millennials Want to Work and Live, found that millennials struggle to find good jobs that engage them. As a highly educated and technologically connected group, they are a generation most likely to switch jobs several times throughout their career. Millennials want engaging jobs, a purposeful life, and an active community with social ties and financial stability. So they're sitting right here. They're in our living rooms, our bedrooms, our second bedrooms, our prospective guest bedrooms. They're all over the county. They're all over the state. And we just need them to find a place. So if you can put in place an environment where a workforce is needed that has a purpose, and it happens to be tech, that's a home run. The problem is we still need them to live in a affordable housing. We don't have that here in Hunterdon County. And I talk to Joe Peters all the time, and you'll find that Joe Peters tells us we're in a stuck. The real estate market is stuck. There hasn't been a breakout because there's no inventory. He talks about how fast the properties that are 400,000 and less are going, and there's not enough. So we need to grow more or build more affordable housing. And we're not talking about you know, rent control stuff. We're just talking about stuff that's $200,000 to $300,000 that somebody can afford. But you need to have a tech sector of good jobs with high salaries to be able for those people to afford to move out of their house, their parents' house. So that's pretty much the gist of this paper. I mean, there's plenty more details that I think you need to understand and digest. But it is a framework, and that's what it is. And so it's explaining that there needs to be a couple of forces at work to make this happen. All right, so let's go through them real quick just as a summary for what needs to happen. We like the tech sector, is what the white paper is saying. The tech sector fits our needs here in Hunterdon County very well. So we would like to attract that. It's clean, it's high paying, it attracts the right types of people, and it would boost our economy and support our economy. It would also be diverse. All right, so that's number one. We like that. The question is, do we have all the pieces that make a tech industry grow in this area? The answer is no. We have some. We have some tech people here, but they are not organized. We don't have a university here. We have a great community college. We don't have a university here that's thinking very future-minded. We don't have affordable housing, but we need to build that. At the same time, we need to wait for the millennials who are living in parents' houses to mature a little bit and find their rightful place and decide that they want to come to a rural area again because the city life is not what they're looking for. So we need to wait on that a little bit, but we need to still make it more attractive by having a particular affordable housing here. And lastly, we need to somehow get from just wanting a framework of tech sector to actually coming up with viable ideas. So we need a way to rally people to this area to start coming together on a very frequent basis and decide on ideas, commingle them with business people, so that we can start a business industry here and start growing. How you do that and what the out-of-the-box ideas that need to be done to achieve that, I don't know. But when you have a place like Merck that's wide open and could be subdivided into all these little great places for these types of people to come together and talk and chat, I mean, is it possible? I'm just thinking out of the box. Is it possible to make Merck kind of a work and residential at the same time? It's a huge building. Why couldn't you make it like a incubator type place where people work and live at the same time and just commingle and think all the time? It's a huge structure. What developer would want to take that on and do that? Is it viable? Would Reddington and Hunterdon County allow for such a use at this point? But that would be great, wouldn't it? Are we going to get through the civil war that's going on down in Flemington to get this redevelopment off the ground so that we have affordable housing here and have that university-type place here so that people are coming to this place and talking constantly and talking tech ideas constantly and commingling with business people to formulate ideas and start going on technology startups and endeavors? That is important. Infrastructure, kind of a catch-22, which comes first type thing. Is CenturyLink, JCP&L, Comcast, are they all going to wake up and enhance our infrastructure so that people are not going to be frustrated when they come here? That is also important. So they need to pony up a little bit and be a state-of-the-art instead of lagging behind. So that's the crux of it. It would be great for us. The paper concludes that this is the salve for our economic woes in Hunterdon County. But we have to make a concentrated effort to prepare Hunterdon County to receive those people and allow them to grow and thrive here. And we're not doing that yet. This is a great first step because it provides that opportunity for us to be aware of it. But now we have to actually put together strategies together to understand how to make it happen. And I don't know if the county is willing to put together a department that specifically focuses on that. But it would be a hell of an investment, a very important investment. And worth the investment to investigate what to do at Merck and what to do at some of those other businesses that are closing. And it'll be also very important for us to overachieve getting Flemington to a level of prominence again rather than what it's doing right now. Well, it's 10:56. Time for me to move on out of here. There's some things about money people will be in just a few minutes. Do not fear technology. I want you to use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission along with the white paper onto you. Going to be off next week. Have a great July 4th week and weekend. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of tech business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unless we act, we can expect things to get worse.
That's the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, saying there will still be a vote this week on the Senate Republicans' health care bill, despite a Congressional Budget Office estimate out yesterday showing 22 million Americans would lose their insurance under that overhaul. After the CBO report's release, Republican Senator Susan Collins announced she'll be voting against that Senate bill.
On Twitter Monday, the Maine senator said she wants to work with her GOP and Democratic colleagues to fix the flaws in Obamacare. She adds that the CBO analysis shows Senate bill won't do it. Collins vowed to vote no on a motion to move the bill forward, adding that the measure threatens health care in rural areas.
That's Tom Roberts. The White House says it appears Syrian forces may be preparing for a chemical weapons attack. The White House warning Syria will pay a very heavy price if it carries one out. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
the head of a Boston, Massachusetts area drug compounding company that was blamed for a deadly meningitis outbreak is going to prison for 9 years. A federal judge yesterday sentencing Barry Cadden, who was convicted of racketeering and mail fraud charges after his company sent out tainted drugs that sickened over 750 people, killing 76